Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week here at Political Coffee. Boy, has it been a wild one. You know, and it's the end of the week. It's called Freedom Friday. That's where I give you your, I am your benevolent dictator talk show host. I give you the opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. Doesn't have to be what's on my plate. What do you care about? What you want to get off your chest? It's really easy. You just pick up the phone. You call 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM. Dot news. Did you show up at the Capitol yesterday? There was a few log trucks there. Petunia was there. Yes, Petunia, the pork detective. As expected, the leftist Kate Brown appointed Oregon Board of Forestry decided to lock up Oregon's forests, Oregon state-owned forests, for about the next 70 years, thereby bankrupting a number of small communities that absolutely depend. In fact, bankrupting about 544 taxing districts that rely on money, timber tax revenue, from the sale of timber logged off the state forests. They locked it up yesterday for 70 years, folks. Is there anything can be done about it? Well, some cities are thinking of suing, so we'll see what happens there. The legislature shut down yesterday, and so we want to celebrate a little bit. What do we want to celebrate about? I want to celebrate about something that's not even in the news today. Or at least I can't find it. Let's put it that way. Senate Bill 1583, the Democrats' Porn Forever in Schools bill, died. It's dead. For now. And only for now. It'll be back. But kudos to the House Republicans, Leader Jeff Helfrich, for holding together, doing the minority report, which would have required a vote. It would have taken 3 days to have gone through the process. Republicans just told the Democrats, you want all your other stuff passed, including this $45 million sports pork bill, which, you know, build a new stadium for the Hillsboro Hops, build a new stadium for the Eugene Emeralds, pump a bunch of money to Oregon State University, which doesn't need it after having, for sports specifically, after having, you know, won all this money in the lawsuit against the other Pac-12 teams that are leaving. $45 million. That bill passed yesterday, and Republicans basically said to the Democrats, you know all this other stuff you want done, including your $45 million sports pork bill? It's dead. If you want to push 1583, the Democrats' Porn Forever in Schools bill. And that's how you need to think about it. That's how you need to talk about it. Because it's coming back, folks. We got to fight. But we need to be setting the terms of the debate. We need to be framing what that bill was all about. Now, why would we want to do that? Why would we want to talk about the Board of Forestry, loaded with a bunch of Marxists now, environmental wackos, clueless? Why would we want to talk about how they're literally, the Democrats just destroyed a bunch of rural towns? Well, because those were emotional issues. And if you focus on those, you're going to be able, you will be successful in countering what Joe Biden talked about last night. What is the focus of Democrats moving forward? It's all going to be abortion, abortion, racism, racism. You know, people are starting to wake up, don't you think? I think they are. The legislature adjourned last night. Republicans killed this bill because they did the minority report, which they're allowed to do under the Constitution. Democrats couldn't stop it. Democrats did not want their swing vote members or their members that are in swing districts, including a bunch of freshmen, they did not want them to have to vote against the minority report. The minority report took the, listen to me, all of you should only be talking about this bill in one way. The Democrats' Porn Forever in Schools bill. That's all we should be characterizing this bill. The Republican minority report gutted that and stuffed it with a study to study this kind of thing. What's the impact of porn, LGBTQ porn, in schools? Because the books are there already, folks, and you know it. So what's the impact? Well, the Republicans did not want, or frankly, the Republicans did want that front and center, because it's a campaign issue, and it's an emotional campaign issue, just like House Bill 2002 was, which the Republicans bought off, a bunch of them got bought off with money for their districts, and that's a fact, folks. To come back in and allow 10-year-olds to get abortions without parental consent. And yes, that's still in the bill. That's still in the law, folks. Now, what else is in the law? Well, there happens to be a story that made the Gateway Pundit national news. Mike Schmidt's Portland jury convicted a woman of a bias crime. For what horrible crime did she do? She misgendered a tranny guy in a bar using the women's restroom. Andy Ngo reported that this jury convicted this woman of criminal harassment and a hate crime after she misgendered and confronted a tranny using the woman's bathroom. You know, to every Republican who voted for these hate crime bills over the years, and there's been a bunch of them, folks, in Oregon, what do you think about that now? Because all you did was feed what all of us who voted against that stuff warned you would happen, but you wouldn't listen. Just like you're not listening now when you vote for other things, like House Bill 2002, Charlie Conrad, who is not only voted for it once, but voted for it twice. Republican in a conservative area east of Eugene. He's got a very high quality primary opponent, Darren Harbick. Remember, Darren run for the U.S. Senate, lost to Joe Ray Perkins in the Republican primary. Darren is going to clean Charlie Conrad's clock, and that's a good thing. Because we don't need people like Charlie Conrad and his votes on the most ridiculous idea that's anti-parental rights, anti-common sense. We don't need people like that representing us in the Republican Party. And you know, I know. I've heard the other Republicans say, well, he's really good on all the other issues. Nobody cares about all the other issues. What we care about is common sense that is not upholding our culture and our traditions that make America not only great, but make humankind great. It's called parental rights. And when you are that screwed up in your head, Charlie Conrad, to not get the implication of parental rights, to not get the implication that if a 10-year-old has gotten pregnant, Somebody's committed a serious crime, and your vote, Charlie Conrad, just did what? It took away the penalty for a criminal committing child rape. Now, if Darren Harbick is smart, that's how he's going to talk about this stuff. Now, why do I go back to this? It's the same with the story about a jury convicting a woman of misgendering someone. It's a bias crime. And every Republican, like Charlie Conrad or others, the moderates and the rhinos who don't think this through down the road or do think it through, because they're not dumb. They're just deceived and don't think it's going to matter. It matters now. It matters the first time that a story gets out there of a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old who got raped and went ahead and got an abortion without parental consent or knowledge because two doctors said, well, it's in the child's best interest. Shouldn't the rapist be held accountable? They destroyed the evidence, right, in the abortion. And everybody who counseled that 10, 12, 11, 13-year-old girl to go get an abortion without her parents' knowledge or consent is complicit in a crime that is still on the books. But yet in this case, they're given a free pass. You know, it's still the Oregon law. If you are a person in elective office, appointed or elected, and you are aware, or other, if you're a teacher and you're aware of child abuse going on in a family, you are bound by law to report it, except in this case. Now, why am I going on with this rant on a Freedom Friday? Because yesterday the Republicans did the right thing. They shut down the legislature. Well, not really. They may have had to have forced that issue. If the Democrats had bucked up and said, no, we're determined we're going to pass the Democrats' porn in schools forever bill, and said, no, we're going to keep right on through Sunday, then Republicans couldn't have slowed it down enough not to have had to have voted on it. Then they could have voted on the majority or the minority report, which Republicans would have lost, but the Democrats would have been on record. But and this bill would have passed. A better choice would have been for Republicans, if that's what the Democrats were going to do, a better choice would have been for the Republicans to have walked out and shut down the legislature in the last couple of days. That's the choice that was before the Republicans. Fortunately, the Democrats didn't want to take it. And I'll guarantee you why, folks, as we get ready to head into the break. It's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. The reasons that the Democrats didn't want to vote on the majority report, and I don't see a story about this morning anywhere in Oregon. They want to keep it quiet. You know why? Because they probably have polling that shows this is a deal killer in the swing electric districts. It's all about who holds the power. Remember, a swing vote of 4,300 votes, Republicans would control the legislature. Back in a moment, Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Did you watch the president's State of the Union address? Did you watch him angry, mumbling, and threaten the Supreme Court? What did you think about all of that? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go to the phones. It's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. It's the Power Buick GMC talk line. What's on your mind today? Anything you care about politically is fair game. And you can call or email me. I'll do my best to get you on the air and to read your email. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. What I'm talking about is Republicans winning hearts and minds. Conservatives winning hearts and minds. Because not all Republicans, like Charlie Conrad, get it. They're ideologues, and they need to be gone. Because they're not really Republicans. They don't. I don't care about how good his votes were on these other things, folks. I get pushback from other House Republicans about Charlie. I'm sorry. On a hugely defining issue of life, this guy was not only dead wrong, he was willing to accept criminals getting away with committing rape. He was willing to accept that. He was willing to accept the loss of parental rights and the damage to a little girl. We should never reward that by reelecting somebody like that. That's just wrong. It's about messaging. It's winning hearts and minds. The Democrats' Porn Forever in Oregon Schools bill died yesterday. This is how we have to talk about it. Just like the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday passed the Laken Riley Act. This is the young woman who was murdered by the Joe Biden's criminal illegal alien that came across the border. This bill deports illegals caught committing a second crime. First of all, they ought to be deported, period. But caught committing a second crime? That's what this guy did, and he murdered Laken Riley. Guess who voted against that? You got it. Freshman Congresswoman from the 4th Congressional District, Val Hoyle. Nice lady. She voted against it. Republicans have to talk about it. She voted against deporting a murderer who was caught, an illegal alien murderer, committing his second crime. That's just wrong. That's how it ought to be talked about. We'll see if they do. It's all about messaging, winning hearts and minds. That's what it's all about. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Art and go to Conrad. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. That's what Democrats do. Yeah, they don't care about us. Yeah. All they care about is their agenda, their power and money. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about today, as you all know, I'm going to be retiring come the end of June. And one of the main reasons I'm retiring is I can't afford to run my business anymore. Prices are too high. Inflation is running rampant. And quite frankly, you know, sales are just not there anymore because people can't afford to buy snacks when they have to put food on the table for their families, et cetera, et cetera. And that brings me to good old Biden's thing about shrinkflation. I'm glad that Snickers decided to lower the size of their candy bar instead of raising prices again, because if they had raised prices again, of course, my customers would have had to, quote unquote, had to make hard decisions. Do I buy a Snickers bar or do I pay all my other bills? And so when you're voting this time, remember, people, the Democrats don't care about inflation and stuff or taxes and all the kind of things. I mean, they've priced a lot of small businesses out of business because of this crap, and it's going to get worse. And thank God I can retire and not have to, you know, deal with it anymore. So you senior citizens, hey, look at the prices of things and then realize that the reason why all our prices are much, much higher is because of the Democrats and their taxes and their thing against gas and everything else, cheap energy, and that's what's making it bad for all of us.
You're right on the money, Art. Thank you, brother. I am sorry to hear that you're going to retire, but I understand it. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Mo writes an email that fits perfectly with what Art just said. He said, no, I didn't watch the So To address. Didn't have to. I went to the grocery store and received the truth. Plus, I've gotten my electric and gas bills. Art's right on the money. Conrad, good morning. Go.
Good morning, Jeff. And thank you, Art, for all your years of service. However, you could probably train somebody and carry on the fine tradition that you've established. I'd like... My phone just did something. I got a signal from a text message or whatever. But
you
anyway,
got 45 seconds. Go.
Okay. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he will hear in heaven and he will heal our land. And I believe that Christians, and especially the Grand Old Party, which means God's own party, he's voting Republican this time, have caught on. We need to humble ourselves and get to work acting like a Christian and acting like a Republican. Lincoln was the founder. We can take it. And I just praise God that I'm alive at this moment in history that we can see
Trump as
president again.
Folks, it's 6:30. Back in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 23 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us on Friday. That's Freedom Friday, which is your opportunity to call or email. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. 503-589-1220. It's the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the great one I got from Corby about forests. Since we started the show about how the Board of Forestry just destroyed a bunch of small Oregon rural towns. Thank you. Oh, by the way, did I mention that they will come back to the legislature? You see, there has to be money that goes with this thing. There was no money that was allocated for the implementation of this new Board of Forestry policy, which locks up the forests for 70 years. There's no money allocated for it. They're going to have to. They're going to come back, and they're going to come to us, the taxpayers, to backfill in these communities at least a little bit, so to lessen the pain of needlessly locking up our forests, and not only locking them up, but making them into the next incredibly destructive forest fire. Thank you, Kate Brown. Thank you, environmental wackos. Thank you, Board of Forestry. This is why elections matter, folks. This is why using emotional issues effectively, like putting it out there, Senate Bill 1583 was the Democrats. Porn forever in schools bill. I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over again so people start using it, because it gets people's attention. You could use it. You could say, did you see how the Democrats' porn forever in schools bill died yesterday? You could say that, you know, to have a persuadable conversation with somebody. Just say it. Because it helps move people to quit voting for the people who pass bills like that, or elect governors who appoint Board of Forestry people who are eco-freaks, enough of them to pass a stupid and incredibly damaging economically destructive, nature-destroying policy, which is what they did yesterday. Elections matter, folks. How we talk about these things matters for you being able to change your world by having a persuadable conversation with a persuadable person. You might be persuaded that it's a little cold out there. What is it, 28 degrees? Freedom Heating and Air can make you warm if you're not very warm. If you are struggling, if your heating system is struggling right now at 28 degrees, if you're struggling, you're not comfortable, why don't you call Freedom Heating and Air? You know what they'll do? They'll come out and they'll analyze what's going on, repair it, fix it, work it out with you. And they'll do it quickly. Because if it's failing today when it's hot, probably is going to, or cool, it'll probably fail when it's hot. Give them a call, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dick. Jeff. Hey, I just want to make a comment about Monday night. You had Monique Despan there giving an introduction, and I appreciate that. The thing that kind of hit me is that she's running for District 4, Congressional District 4. We're in Congressional District 6. So I was hoping that maybe she, as a protocol, maybe mentioned something like that to Mike Erickson, that she was going to be in his district. Because she was fundraising Monday night. Art Robinson did the same thing to me when I was running in 2012. And that always kind of rubbed me the wrong way as a guy running in, or a person running in another district coming into the district that the current candidate is running in and fundraising in that district. And I think that's, the Republicans need to stay within their districts and focus in on that so we can help one another. Just my comment about that.
Fair enough, and I honestly don't know if she made that courtesy call to Mike Erickson or not. It's a fair point, Fred. I don't disagree with you at all, and thanks for calling and making it. In a moment, we're going to go to Josh Michael of Noncompliant America. Tomorrow, by the way, is our big end of session recap, 2-hour special show at Miller's Barbecue in front of a live audience, in front of you. I hope you come and show up. The bash actually begins from 4 to 6. Now we're going to be there, you know, far earlier than that. I think the flyer says 3 to 7, and you are absolutely welcome to come early. We've got legislators showing up. Representative Deal is going to be there to talk about how things happened in the end of the legislative session. This is really important. Because we need to thank the Republicans for holding firm in the House and the Senate. Senator Linthicum and his wife will be there. Maybe Kim Thatcher and her husband, Carl. We'll see. Friends, we want to thank them. But we also want to know how this stuff happens. How is it that you can have a split caucus? And how do you navigate that? How does somebody like a Jeff Helfrich or a Tim Knope try to hold everybody together? It's very interesting. Very interesting. That's going to be part of what we talk about, the end of session recap. That's all going to happen tomorrow. Miller's Barbecue. Come and join us. Have a great meal. The best barbecue you're going to get in the area is right there at Miller's Barbecue. From 4 to 6, special non-compliant America broadcast joined with Political Coffee. We're going to be there, Josh, Michael, and I. Speaking of Josh, let's put Josh on. Josh, good morning. How are you, brother?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Jeff?
Fantastic. The sun's coming up. The legislature ended. We are safe for just a little bit longer.
Yeah, we were able to navigate and squeeze by some certain things, and that was very important. You know, tomorrow, there's just a huge plethora of things that we're going to be covering. And I just, again, want to invite everybody out to come chat about that and get on the air and have your opinion. We're really in an interesting time. You know, the State of the Union address, I think, really resembles kind of the end of this great corrupt empire you know, that Joe Biden's been riding with for a very long time, and it's a symbolic gesture of how lost and disconnected they are. I've never seen any more gaslighting in my entire life in any speech I think ever given. I mean, it's really interesting, so I want to definitely talk about that tomorrow too.
Yeah, we should. I know that you're not alone. I was unable to watch it because I was engaged in another thing that was far more important. But I will tell you that from everything I've read about it, Josh, it not only was angry, but I mean, he threatened the U.S. Supreme Court sitting right in front of him. I mean, somewhere, somehow, this has got to have had an impact. We'll talk about that tomorrow and a lot of other things. So I look forward to it, Josh. We're going to have a great time. Come and join Josh and I live in front of a live audience, and maybe we'll even put you on the air as a member of audience. What do you think about that, Josh?
I think that's good. Also, in regards to this ODF bill for dismantling the timber industry, this is just another step toward the Cloward and Piven move to disassociate and disassemble infrastructure in our entire communities here to basically get cheap real estate and destroy industry. So it's going to be interesting.
Yep. It will. Josh, look forward to broadcasting with you live tomorrow from 4 to 6. We're also, Josh, also going to be simulcasting this on X. You can watch it on X. You can call in from X. Corby's email about forests. What's not to understand about the forest being shut down? It's not just the satanic environmentalists, which in reality don't care about the environment. It sounds a lot like Agenda 2030. Force the people out of the rural areas economically or set fires to burn them out and force them into cities to better control them. It's not that they don't tell us what they're up to. It's that people either don't believe or pay attention to what they're saying. It's like the bioweapon shots that killed an incredible amount of people. And it's as if people have already forgot. Why are people not mad as blank? That's what's so disheartening. Julie writes an email about being yelled at. I watched some of the mush mouth speech last night. When he was not slurring, he was screaming insults towards the Supreme Court, which placed Roe in the states, pointed a finger to Republicans for the border situation, not realizing the three pointed back to where the blame actually belongs, and betraying Israel by building a pier to facilitate supplying Hamas with supplies, prolonging the war. Finally, he screwed the American economy with higher corporate taxes, unrealized capital gains, and higher taxes on dividends. The liberals in both Oregon and the feds wonder why there is white rural rage. Lee writes about the start of the State of the Union. He said, I watched State of the Union show last night. Well, not all of it, but what I did see was an incredible string of half-truths. It's all what one focuses on, you know. Here in the Northwest, every morning we have a magnificent sunrise. Many days the sunrise is hidden by dark clouds and rain, but Mr. Biden is the one that makes the sunrise. Sadly, I bet so many will believe Mr. Biden's view on his report card. Yep, probably right. Back in a moment, 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. It is your last segment today to call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about politically, that is. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. In a moment, we'll go to Tim. Hey, does anybody have an update on the shooting at Bush Park yesterday? One dead, two wounded. It was right next to South Salem. Everybody okay there? Did they catch the shooter? Was this gang-related? Was it another one of Joe Biden's illegal aliens? questions that ought to be asked, don't you think? Both Representative Val Hoyle, who's got that little problem with a federal investigation into her corruption with LaMotta when she was Boley commissioner, not to mention taking, you know, the cash in the bag, like, you know, Tina Kotek has that problem, like Dan Rayfield has that problem. You know, I'm just saying, it wasn't just Shamia Fagan, folks. Val Hoyle voted along with Andrea Salinas. So Mike Erickson, I know you're a smart guy. You've already taken note of this. They both voted no on the bill to deport illegal alien murderers after their second offense, the Lake and Riley Act. They both voted no. Imagine that. Imagine not voting to deport a murderer. Just saying. Messaging is everything. Which is why you should think about talking to Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. He is absolutely a man of faith that you can trust to come into your home and do that very sensitive remodel. I know, dealt with it. He's a good man, but you know, again, don't take my word for it. Just go look at his website, righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com. Look at the before and after pics and absolutely go ahead and read the customer testimonials. You'll have the same confidence that I do. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is your man. RighteousRenovations.com or call him at 503-341-3816, 341-3816. Let's go to Tim and then we'll go to Gary.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning. What I would like to talk about is the Revenue Task Force. It's meeting on Monday the 18th at 6:30. And I would like to see everyone there that is concerned about what the city is thinking about doing to raise revenue. And we just need to show up so that they can see they're going to be held accountable.
I agree. When is it again? Repeat the time.
It's at 6:30, the 18th, Monday.
Awesome. And thanks for reminding us. And call Monday and remind us again so people will show up. We need to be there. You're 100% correct. Thanks, Tim. Doug says, Freedom Friday. It's not your fault. It's the devil's whisperer. If you think an election will solve anything, you're deluded. Gee, Doug, you know all the stuff you rail about you don't like is because of an election. But I guess because we think we can fix that by electing the right people, you think we're deluded? Anyway, he says you're not going to be saved by a Messiah unless he's coming for the second coming of Christ. Come out of her, my people. The anger is verification, vindication that what you have said is the truth. The more you anger others, the closer you are come to the truth. Trump said when we have them vaccinated, we have the military all lined up, and the military is going to do it in a very powerful way. The only people mad at you speaking the truth are the ones living a lie. I don't remember Trump saying that. Richard writes about shutting down our forest. Shutting our forest down is the Democrat Marxist way to get rid of white rural MAGA America. Remember, we are the problem. Yeah, you're right about that. And okay, let's go to Gary. Gary, go Biebs. Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. We lost last night. We're probably out of the tournament, but that's the way it goes. So I wasn't able to make it down there yesterday to the forestry meeting and couldn't break away, but I watched it virtual. The most interesting, a couple of real interesting things. First off, these people did not have any reason why they're closing it down. The board members really just said mishmash about we're run out of time. We've been doing this for 5 years. The federal mandates require it, and there'll be too many lawsuits. So we're going to close it down. While the the anti-people, the three board members that were against it, had reason after reason. They couldn't explain. The people against it were saying the forest fires are going to completely burn the forest down, and yep. You haven't addressed that in any form or fashion, which they didn't. And it all came down to the four ones were just tyrants saying, we want to close down, and they wouldn't admit it, but it was obvious. They wanted to get rid of the lumber industry because they don't like the lumber industry. And they had no other reason because in the past they would fall back on the spotted owl, but we blew the spotted owl argument completely out of the water. So they just said, well, we'll get sued.
Well, they are going to get sued. You're right, Gary. So sad to see this happen in the damage.
No, they were saying they're going to get sued by the Sierra Club.
Well, they're going to get sued. It ain't going to be by the Sierra Club. It's going to be by a lot of people hurt by their policies. This is nothing more than a make work for lawyers. And you know,
well, one of the ladies, and Betsy Johnson, just laid into them. And she brought up the forest down in Kay Falls, and that they're trying to push off on the Oregon State, the Elliott Forest, that they're trying to push on to Oregon State, and Oregon State found out that there was no way you could log in there because of the way the state had set it up, and said thanks but no thanks. And she just lambasted them. She just called them everything but, you know, a bunch of corrupt politicians.
I'm glad she did. Hey, Gary, thank you. Come and join us tomorrow, folks. 2-hour live in of session broadcast. Josh Michael and myself, Noncompliant American Political Coffee, live from Miller's Barbecue. Please come and join us. We're going to be 2 hours, live audience, lots of legislators there. We're going to recap the session and why who gets elected really does matter, because it does. Speaking of elections, that's why you should buy great products from MyPillow like I do. Use the discount code PC23 that's unique to this show, because Mike Lindell is fighting for elections all across the country. And you know what? We're beginning to really win. Support MyPillow. Use the promo code PC23. Get great products at huge discounts. MyPillow.com, PC23. Join us tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. live, 2-hour broadcast. Audience, come and get great food. Hear the inside story of what just happened in the legislature. See you tomorrow, friends.